Travel Talk is back. Let's continue our journey.
103.8 Bravo Radio, the smoothest sound on radio. Bravo listeners, masih di Travel Talk bersama saya Farah Tubagus. Dan saat ini kita akan lanjutkan lagi talk show bersama Nurani Sukardi, art collector and art advisor dalam tema art traveling. Di segmen pertama tadi kita udah ngobrol sedikit nih ya Rani ya, tentang your background, why you got involved into art. Sekarang kita masuk ke art traveling nih. Bisa cerita tadi memang di segmen pertama juga ada cerita kalau traveling for art biasanya for work. Tapi kegiatannya itu biasanya apa aja sih? Kalau maybe not for work, but misalnya if you know that you want to see a certain exhibition not related to work, itu sebenarnya kegiatannya itu seperti apa aja?
Yang not related to work.
Yeah, or maybe related to work.
Actually, with art, everything is related to work. You really sometimes need a break from it because you're in that sort of insular world. Jadi gak bisa keluar gitu.
Okay.
Tapi yeah, I love to see art for fun and nothing to do with work. Recently I was in Sri Lanka.
Okay.
And it's not really art, it's architecture, but it's sort of, they did go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And there's this architect, very famous architect who passed away. His name is Jeffrey Bawa. And he pretty much was a pioneer of modernism in a tropical country.
Okay.
So being, you know, us from having Bali as an island in our country and being Asian and being in Southeast Asia, it's a very important, he's been a very important figure within our world. So I wanted to see his house and I've been waiting since I was maybe 21 to go.
Wow.
And I was always living so far away, so I never really had the chance, you know. So that was really, really exciting for me. And Sri Lanka was so beautiful.
Okay. So after Sri Lanka, and you said because now you're living here in Indonesia, kira-kira next destination untuk di Asia kira-kira kemana?
I have to be in Hong Kong for Art Basel Fair, which happens every year in March. And then also we are doing a fundraising gala for Art Creates Cure Foundation. Basically, it's a new foundation that we built based from Use Museum.
Okay.
And it's basically using art to create cure, but mainly for pancreatic cancer research in Johns Hopkins.
Okay.
So we are selling artworks with Sotheby's, and we are also doing an experience auction where all proceeds will go to the Pancreatic Research and Johns Hopkins Center.
Okay.
So that will be mostly for my going on in March,
okay,
all in Hong Kong.
So you have your own foundation. Ada foundation sendiri?
Yeah, we worked. We all worked together. So this is my old museum that I was working for. The owner had pancreatic cancer research. His name is Budi Tech, and so now he's built this new one, and I'm sort of helping running it.
Okay.
There's also another one called AMFAR in Hong Kong in March, and that's also for AIDS, but that's for AIDS.
Okay.
And it's also involved with art. So it's, you know, it's an interesting way of using art as a platform to help others, which I find very exciting.
But you're mentioning kayak ada dua event in Hong Kong. Why do you think Hong Kong is such a popular destination for
art?
Yeah, for art.
Because it's sort of like a hub for Asia. It's very easy to go to from many countries like Philippines, Indonesia, Singapore, and overseas people have sort of built bases there. There's a lot of galleries there. All the auction houses are based there for Asia. So it's just sort of, you know, even airlines stop there, you know. So
transit,
it's really just a natural
choice. But other than Hong Kong,
in Asia,
where would you want to go to see? What would you like to? Because like Sri Lanka, you had udah tahu mau kesana since you were 21.
Where would I like to go in Asia?
Like maybe a recommendation for your next travel.
A recommendation: there is this Naoshima Island in Japan, and it's been said like it's sort of the mecca of art travel. If you are into art, that you should go there. And it's very interesting. It's owned by the Benesse company, the Japanese company. I think they deal in paper. And basically, you get to stay in the museum.
Oh, okay.
And you sleep amongst all the artworks.
Wow.
And it's an island, and it's a very small island.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three islands around there where there are actually art activities as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they only allow, you know, a certain amount of people every year.
Oh, okay.
But it's beautiful.
Apa namanya? The
it's called Naoshima Island.
Naoshima
there's
Island.
Naoshima and Tashima.
Okay, but Naoshima.
Yeah.
Naoshima Island for art lovers.
Yes.
Right?
That's correct.
Okay, Bravo listeners, kita break dulu sebentar. Di segmen berikutnya kita akan cari tahu lebih banyak lagi tentang art traveling. So stay tuned on Travel Talk.
There's more to explore on Travel Talk. We'll be right back after this.